The host community agreement signed Thursday by West Springfield Mayor Gregory Neffinger and Hard Rock officials after months of negotiations commits the casino developer to annual payments of $26 million. At least $18 million would flow into West Springfield's coffers each year, with the rest doled out to surrounding communities if Hard Rock gets to build a casino on the grounds of the Eastern States Exposition.
We've come up with an agreement that we feel very proud that it would be a benefit to the city of West Springfield.
Mayor Neffinger said Hard Rock will pay $40 million up front on improvements to traffic, infrastructure, and public safety in the town of 30,000 people.
Also, it gives us an opportunity really to look at problems of traffic that we've had for years with the Big E. Helping out Agawam with the South End Bridge Rotary, talking about other things in the region that people want to do but perhaps don't have the finances to do it. That's what we feel like the regional benefit, the millions of dollars that are going to the region, will really give those cities also opportunities to think of investing in the area.
Specifically, according to a summary of the agreement provided by Hard Rock, the casino will pay $15 million annually in local property taxes. West Springfield would receive $3 million in additional payments to mitigate the casino's impacts on public safety and other municipal services. $4.5 million in mitigation payments would be made to surrounding communities. Additionally, the deal provides for $3.4 million in grants to be rotated annually among West Springfield, Springfield, Agawam, Holyoke, Chicopee, and Westfield. Mark Rivers, president of the Bronson Companies, which is developing the Hard Rock project in West Springfield, said the agreement should prove attractive to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission, which has the final approval on who will receive the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts.
We've read through the statute that's been provided in this act of the Massachusetts gaming law, and it's pretty clear about their search for maximum economic benefit. It's something that we read very clearly. That's something that was very important to us to share in this on a partnership basis.
MGM Resorts International has signed a host community agreement with Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno that calls for annual payments to the city of $24 million. MGM has agreed to finance a downtown public safety program, pay for infrastructure improvements, and for other amenities if it secures a state license to build a casino in the south end of downtown Springfield. A citywide voter referendum on that project is taking place this Tuesday. Mohegan Sun has yet to finalize a casino development agreement with officials in the town of Palmer. Mohegan Sun officials said they hope to announce a deal later this month and hold a voter referendum in September. Hard Rock officials want the voter referendum in West Springfield held on September 10th. Approval by local voters is a prerequisite for applying for a state gaming license. Eugene Cassidy, CEO of the Eastern States Exposition, on whose fairgrounds the casino would be built, is confident West Springfield voters will back the project.
Now the public education effort will be going full bore by Hard Rock. People, I think, will become more educated starting immediately. And I believe that once they see the facts on paper, I have every confidence that that the town will vote a mandate in favor of this.
The Hard Rock host community agreement pledges 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 permanent jobs with local hiring goals. The company also pledges to purchase $50 million in goods and services annually from local vendors. The agreement also calls for Hard Rock to establish a local charitable foundation. West Springfield Town Councilor Angus Rushlow said he's been most impressed by Hard Rock's philanthropy.
They've already been donating money here for the schools, for the libraries, trying to help. And what they say is they want to be a good neighbor.
The town council took a necessary legal step last night by voting unanimously to approve holding a local referendum on the Hard Rock Casino project before the State Gaming Commission determines if the company is suitable to obtain a license in Massachusetts. Reporting from West Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.